Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And that, of course, are the sounds of Rofhiwa Manyanga. And he says, the grace of the Lord, that's the song that we gave to you. And before, it was We Will Worship, Grace Alone. Grace Alone, talking about the grace of the Lord. And yeah, my family, it is a beautiful Wednesday. You are on Just For You with me, Swangile Mofokeng, with you up until 11. At 11 o'clock, we say hello to Perspective with Germany, Yanni Belsa. And after that, we have Lukomkwedi Phuthi, who is going to be with you on Heart to Heart from 12 ir tot 3 ir. And after 3, Germany, Johan Elsa. So we got like all the lineup ready. We prepared, we cooked, and we are excited about today, about what we are receiving from the Lord. As much as you're also receiving, we are also receiving from the Lord. As much as you are learning, we are also learning from the Lord and growing together with the Radio Pulpit family. But now, I'm not alone in the studio. I am joined by Elder Nick Mwavelo in the studio. Dete Mwavelo, good morning.
Good morning, Sister Sibongile.
And you got lost. Ashaskis.
Sorry, but I'm here, finally.
Your first time at Radio Pulpit?
This is my first time, correct.
Welcome, Dete Mwavelo, to Radio Pulpit.
Thank you so much.
I know that sometimes we would give people direction and tell them, oh, God. And then they get here, Dete Mwavelo. And when they get here, they're not quite sure which is the door. They go to the other side or the other side.
I went to the parking side and the security guard said, no, come back.
Come back, booyah.
More this the entrance, the correct entrance. So I said that I got lost so many times this morning.
Oh, my.
But I thank the Lord.
Yeah.
That finally I'm here.
You know, I love the word of the Lord in the Tema Velo because it says that all things worketh together for good.
Yes.
Sometimes we don't understand. We're like, how? Why did I do that? Exactly. God, it was God's purpose that it should go that way.
And His timing is never wrong.
You know, mm-hmm. His timing is never wrong. Mm-hmm. But I'm so excited about what I see Elandsport SDA Church doing. Reaching out to the community. Before we get to this project itself, where health is concerned, what are some of the projects that SDA Elandsport is involved in that you do?
Thank you so much, Sister Smongile. But let me greet also the listeners of Radio Pulpit.
Mm.
My name is Nick, as Smongile has said. I'm here to say a little about the activities of the church in Elandsport.
Yeah.
We are based in Danville.
Yeah.
And our activities in the community involve soup kitchens.
Yeah.
For the destitute.
Sure.
We also do clothing for the naked.
Yeah.
We do book distribution,
yeah,
to encourage our nation to be a reading nation.
Sure.
I
remember visiting one of the services,
mm-hmm.
and there was a time where there was a break,
mm-hmm.
and saints were sharing bread, were breaking bread together, and I saw people from outside also coming in to eat.
We do have fellowship lunch every Saturday,
sure.
after church service.
What made the church to decide to give back to the community in that manner?
That's the mission of the church. When Jesus left, he said he left a church here on earth. And we are his hands, we are his feet, to touch hearts.
Yeah. So we should be reaching out.
If we do not, then the church would have lost its mission, her mission.
Let me ask this question, Elder Nick.
Mm.
Does it make it easier for us to share Christ with our communities when we take care of them?
It is not always easier in a secular environment.
Okay.
As well as particularly the crime
escalation
that you are facing.
Yes, yes.
Whenever you come across someone, there is first this suspicion.
Hey, yeah. Why are you here?
Why are you here? You try to knock at someone's gate.
But what about those ones who do come, for example, for the soup kitchens, those ones who do come for the Saturday lunches, those ones that would come for the clothes?
They are very open.
Yeah. So you are very able to share Christ.
Yeah. They are very open because they can see the benefits,
the love,
and everything.
Mm. Is it hard to share to somebody who's hungry?
First, we need to attend to the physical needs.
Yeah,
and that's how Christ ministered. He would freely mingle with those, and he would win their confidence.
Yeah.
He will attend to their physical needs.
Yeah.
And then he said, "Follow me."
So
I think that's the Christ method.
So sometimes we do it wrong because we just go and we want to reach you with the word without even checking what are your needs.
And this person is asking, what is it for me?
So you do get such questions.
Yes.
And you're
yes.
sharing Christ at
yes.
that moment.
Yes.
So what is it in for
Christ
me?
Method alone
yeah.
will bring success.
Yeah.
Mm.
Sure. So
yes.
you feed, and we hear this a lot, where the Lord Jesus Christ would be feeding a multitude.
Yes. Yes.
They would follow him, but he would feed them.
That's his method. That was his method.
Hmm.
He did a lot of teaching than mm-hmm. preaching.
Mm.
He did a lot of healing than preaching.
Mm.
So he has left us an example to follow as his church.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And we are the hands, and
we are his hands, his feet,
his
eyes, his ears. Yes,
yes, yes. And we need to do all of that.
Exactly.
So now, above or on top of the soup kitchens,
mm-hmm.
on top of giving the clothes, on top mm-hmm. of giving everything that you mentioned earlier,
and the word, of course,
and the word,
the word of life,
and the book distribution,
yes.
you decided to come up with a health expo. Tell us about that. How did that come about?
We are having a health expo on the 29th, this Saturday, at NH Kerk, 113 Knight Street in Danville. That's opposite Spa. And then the health expo is open to all. We are basically going to do the screening.
Okay.
We have got health practitioners
mm.
that will be doing screening on BMI,
mm-hmm.
body mass index,
mm.
on cholesterol,
mm-hmm.
on blood pressure,
uh-huh.
on blood sugar levels.
Uh-huh.
Hearing test will also be done.
I should come.
As well as lung functions
okay.
and bone.
Okay.
Yes. We will also be having spiritual counseling.
Okay.
A healthy living, call it healthy living style.
Yeah.
We will also touch on that one.
Sure.
Mm.
But what is the reason behind the health expo? What brought it to life?
It is basically to screen our community so that we know what could be ailing you.
Yeah.
Because some of these lifestyle diseases, take for instance cholesterol
yes.
and blood pressure and the like. These are silent killers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are silent killers. Blood pressure is a silent killer. Sometimes people go on life without realizing that they have got this health
blood
condition.
Blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
So it's kind of education program.
Mm.
Yeah.
So the church is like, we are opening this to educate our public.
Exactly.
Raise awareness around
mm-hmm.
these.
Mm-hmm. So we shall be also having referrals. Participants can be referred further.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
But because you also mentioned that there will be health professionals who are coming through as well.
Yes, of course, health professionals will be doing all these tests and,
Sure. That is like something which is awesome. I'm just thinking that, so you're meeting also, because you spoke about spiritual counseling.
Yes.
I'm thinking of people who are coming with problems from their families, troubles from their personal problems.
Yes.
So you're reaching a person holistically.
That's our mandate.
Yeah.
If you look at the four dimension of a person.
Yeah.
Which is spelled out in Luke 2:52.
Yeah.
It's a text that I knew.
We can open it.
That I knew from young age.
Okay, let's open the book.
Luke 2:52.
We're going to the book of Luke 2 and verses 52. Should I read it?
You can read. Go ahead.
And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and men.
That's the text.
Mm.
Jesus increased in wisdom.
In wisdom, yes.
That's the mental aspect of a person.
Ah, uh-huh. Yes.
He increased in stature.
In stature.
That's the physical aspect.
Yes.
And in favor with God, that's the spiritual.
Yeah.
And in favor with men,
uh-huh.
That's the social. So we are looking at all four dimensions of a person,
yeah.
That a person should be whole,
yeah.
Physically, mentally, spiritually, and socially.
Yeah.
So these four dimensions, they are sympathetic to one another.
Mm.
If you are not well on one area, say for instance,
it will affect
the other three.
Yeah,
and that's why you rightly say we need to address the whole person.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure. Mm. So when we're talking about the counseling that's going to be offered there, are we choosing age wise or every age? Because there are children who are also depressed who are going through the most.
I read an article some time ago that children at a preschool have got.
But it's true.
And it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Even children have got some level of stress when they go to school. Say, for instance, first time school goers.
Yeah, the pressure.
The pressure. And sometimes they carry stress also from school.
Home. Oh, okay.
From school.
Uh-huh.
Let me give an example.
Yeah.
A child goes to school and there he or she meets friends that are from broken homes.
Yeah.
The child comes back home wondering, is mommy and dad still going to stick together for the next 2 weeks or so? Yeah, because
of what they heard.
Because
from
of what they have heard from school. So it's both ways. It could be from home, it could be from school or from play. We have got bullies.
Mm.
Children are exposed to a lot of trauma.
Mm. And I'm also thinking about when you're talking about bullies, that some of the bullies themselves are being bullied at home.
Exactly.
So they bring it to school.
Exactly.
So those children, will they also be catered for?
Every age, everyone.
Everyone would be catered for.
Life is a commodity for all.
Yeah.
So we need to take care of life as it is,
mm.
whether young or old.
I'm also thinking about a church right now.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere and somebody's listening. And they're like, oh, so a church can do this. You can put this kind of a thing together. What advice would you give them?
Well, like I mentioned, the driving force is the mission of the church. The church is not a social club where we just meet once a week and meet friends and go. The work is out there in the communities.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've been called for the communities that
we have been saved to serve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do we sometimes forget this, Ntate Mwabele?
Well, sometimes the
because
church,
it's, yeah. Because we gather and then we do handshakes and we are happy, we are going back home. Do we forget?
And sometimes there could be a visitor that is lonely that has come to the church for the first time just to get some kind of hope.
Mm.
And there we are, all friends, we are together, and sometimes we even neglect the very one that needed our attention,
our love.
Mm-hmm.
So it's driven by love.
Love is the foundation of God's kingdom. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. That's the expression we find on the cross. The vertical beam is our relationship with God, and the horizontal one is our relationship with our fellow men.
Yeah.
And on these two commandments, Jesus said, hangs all the law and the prophets.
Let's take a break in that demo, and then let's come and advise some more, because I'm just thinking, and I have a question: what does it take to gather all the professionals? Because I heard hearing, and I'm like, yo, I should come. We wear headphones from time to time, and I think some of us need that.
Yes, yeah. Yes, you're so right.
Yeah.
Even the professionals have been saved to serve as well.
Yeah, so one would ask a question like, but how, you know, what does it take to gather everyone for this course? But let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more. And
welcome,
family. You can talk to us if you desire to do so. Maybe you're listening, you're also getting a challenge, you're like, yo, we also need something like this, and you'd like to ask Ndate Mabelo a question. He is right here with us in studio. We're talking about the health expo that they have put together, and they say your health, your wealth, and this is the body of Christ putting this kind of a thing together to take care of the communities. And he's reminding us of why God put us in the communities that we are in.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The sounds of your life.
From your ear, to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Goeiemôre Willie Brits. Hoe gaan dit met u? Ek hoop alles is reg met jou and jou, ne? And have a great day. we see you. Dit gaan baie goed met ons. Thank you so much for joining in and being with us, Willie. And hello to family members of Radio Pulpit, wherever you are at. Give you the sounds of Family Factory Devotion. And the time now is exactly 11 minutes just before 10. And do remember that op 10 uur ek het gesê that we are going to have our Marketplace Queen. Okay. So, my family, I'm not alone. I'm with the Elder Mwabelo, Elder Nick Mwabelo in the studio, and on Sprout Uer, what they're doing. We're talking about what they're doing in their church, which is something that is challenging to so many other churches and encouraging at the same time, and reminding us that we have been called for the communities that we are in. That church was not there, it's not there by mistake, but it's there to serve the very community that you're in. And this is what exactly we see the Elandsport SDA Church doing right now, giving to what's God's people, where food is concerned, clothes is concerned. And I must say, for those ones that are doing this, we are so we celebrate and salute you, and may the Lord keep you going strong and strong, because your communities need you. But now the SDA Church in Elandsport has gone a step further to put together a free health expo where people will be screened for different kinds of diseases that are there. Sugar? Did you mention sugar diabetes?
Diabetes is also there.
HIV. Mm-hmm. You've mentioned hearing, you've mentioned BP, blood pressure issues, and they'll also be counseling at the same time in that space. So, Ndate Mwabelo, one would ask a question, but what takes, what would it take for the church to bring professionals on all these spectrums, to put them together under one roof. Sure, it's not an easy task.
It is not easy, as you say, but we praise the Lord because we are an organized church.
I love
that. We have got a higher structure in which we have a health department.
Okay.
So we are able to tap on that assistance.
Oh, okay. So churches should check the professionals they have in their church.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So our professionals are registered.
Yeah.
In the higher structure.
Yeah.
And so we are able to tap on their expertise.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But again, it takes the local church.
Yeah.
To put up the program together.
Yeah, yes. So it's very important that you know the people that you have, the kind of, because sometimes you might have an expo where you're talking business, and you need those who are involved in business be leading.
In finances
as well, too.
Like we're having on the 31st of May, where we shall just be focusing on mental health. Where we'll be having psychologists and social workers and, all professionals in relation to, mental health.
You're already busy with me and we are, wow.
Yes.
Okay, sure. And one would say, but we don't expect Christians to be talking mental health.
We should, as Christians, like I mentioned, the four aspects that the Bible spells so clearly. The mental health is so important. Yes. We are living this side of glory where we meet with challenges. And all those challenges have got solutions in God. And so we need to also help on that front.
Yeah.
Mental health.
Yeah.
Ill mental health is a killer disease in our day.
Yeah.
There's no way the church could just
disregard
and
right within the church there are people within who are dealing with it.
Yes. We meet with challenges in our homes, at our workplaces, children at their playgrounds. So we are this side of glory. Life is real.
And then we get surprised when we find that right within the church there might be couples who are dealing with domestic violence at some point.
Yes.
Yeah. Or suicide.
Suicidal thoughts.
Yeah.
Like I say, we need to address the whole person holistically.
Yeah. So these are the things that we need to put together and bring the right people, put them at the forefront.
Exactly.
They can lead us in that.
Yes.
Sure.
We do not want to face the question, what did you do? On the day of reckoning, I send this child of mine to you, suffering from depression.
Yes.
And what did you do about it?
Yes. And I'm reminded that the Lord Jesus Christ says, he will ask us and say, I was imprisoned.
Yes.
You never visited me.
We should never lose focus of the mission of the church.
The Great Commission.
No matter what could be taking our attention.
Yeah.
The mission should be in the forefront.
And also remembering it's not about us being locked up in the four walls. We are saved to serve.
Saved to serve.
Wow. That is so awesome. Ndate Mabelo, tell us about the health expo again. Where is it happening? When?
It's on the 29th, this Saturday, March 2025, at NH Kerk.
Okay.
Help me. Netherlands. Her for Mier de Kerk.
Hey, you're one. I'm going to.
Her for Mier de Kerk. It's in 113 Knight Street in Danville.
Okay.
It's the church just opposite Danville Spa.
Okay.
The time is from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's
18 hour to 17 hour.
It's going to be an all day thing.
Yes. Okay. That afternoon.
And then there will be which screenings again?
We will be doing BMI. We'll be doing cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar levels, hearing tests. We have got an audiologist. that will be there. We'll be having a lung function and many more. We shall be having counseling as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, all these health professionals are Christians.
Mm.
So it's a Christian-orientated health expo.
Yeah, yeah. And Tate Mabelo, for somebody who'd like to know more, is there a number or somebody that we can talk to?
We can call Ross Mabelo, 081-748-3665.
Yeah.
I repeat the number, 081-748-3665. She's in charge of the program.
She is in charge of the program.
Correct.
Shalom Jay is giving us the right way of saying the church. Hi, Shalom Jay. Listen to that.
Thank you.
Blessings, sir. It is Nederlandse Gereformeerde Kerk.
Baie dankie.
Thank you so much.
Baie dankie.
But it's the one with the H.
Okay.
It's not the one with the G. Thank you so much.
All righty then. I'm going to ask Ntate Mabelo that we pray for the body of Christ around this, because sometimes we do forget.
Yes.
That we have been called for a greater commission, and we've been called for the people that are around us, just like the Lord Jesus Christ walked with those around him. We do sometimes forget, and we end up, it ends up being all about us and not about them that God has called us for.
Yes.
And then we miss it. And then we miss it.
We miss it. There's this thought to say, if it happens that your church is relocated, so to say, from the community where it is now, and the following weekend the church is not there, will the community miss the presence of your church or not?
Ish. Ish. Mm-hmm. So it's time to take stock.
Take stock.
Yeah. It shouldn't be just us gathering every weekend and then dispersing and that's that. And we're coming back again. And we just love each other and not the community that we are in.
We're just visiting the place.
In actual fact, the community says they are making noise. when they are supposed to be embracing us, and even the community protecting the church.
Yes.
I remember during COVID-19, there were some churches that were protected by their communities, where people said, no, this one can never be closed because we use it for this and this and that. The people benefited from the church and they wanted to there. So we have to be such churches.
That's the purpose of a church in the community.
Yeah, that's the purpose.
Other than that.
So, Ntate Mabelo, can we just pray for the body of Christ in this regard, that we would remind or always be reminded of what we've been called for, the great commission that we've been called into?
And let us pray together. Our loving Father, our God and Savior, we thank you so much for this opportunity, an opportunity that we can talk to you, the monarch on his throne. We bless your holy name, and we want to pray for your church here on earth, the church that you have left in a hostile environment. We pray for your grace to be with all the believers. But above all, dear Lord, we want to pray for a radio pulpit, a radio waves that are without borders, that do not respect nationalities, that your word should go out there for a testimony that you should come. We thank you, we praise you. Be with us and bless us, for we ask all this in Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
And amen. And amen. Tate Mabelo, thank you so much for coming through, for challenging us, for strengthening us, for empowering us. And I know that we are looking at ourselves, and now we are about to fix things. And those who are doing it are celebrating, and they are going to continue as well. And so may God bless you. Thank you for showing the love to God's people as a church as well, to remind them that Christ loves them. Because this is how we show Christ to them. Always being reminded that we are at war. It might be health-wise, it might be in any form, but we are there to be the voice, to raise awareness, also to teach, to strengthen our communities as well, and also to pray for them as well. Thank you so much for coming through, Ntate Mwabena.
It is my pleasure. Thank you.
And family, thank you, sir. And family, do remember that if you'd like to know more about what the church does in that space, you can call the 081 number 748-3665. Am I saying it correctly? 081-748-3665. All righty then. So let's go out there and be the hands and the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. We should never forget that.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.